starting a new year without your mom physically present is not necessarily easy, but knowing that you have an angel watching over you 24/7, that kind of makes you very, very excited. My name is Kim Bryant, and I recently lost my mom in August 2017. It sounds so long ago, but it seems like it was yesterday. But ladies and gentlemen, I will say I lost her from here, but I know that heaven gained such an angel, and I'm sure she's up there having a great time celebrating with others. So I just have to figure out, how do I move forward? She was such a dynamite mom, cousin, friend, aunt, wife, sister, you name it, that was my mom. They called her Miss B. Miss B, Mom B, B, and I just called her Ma. Of course, there will never be anyone that could take her place. But what I want to share is I'm just blessed to be able to have known her and be able to instill the values in my daughter, Layla, that my mom instilled in me. So I say to anyone that may have just gone through their first holiday without their mom, or even without any loved one, was it easy? Absolutely not. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, I had a straight meltdown before Christmas, out of nowhere. I woke up and I just, like, the sadness came upon me, and I just started crying, and I just was not consolable. This was like 7 a.m. And for those of you that know me, you know I don't like to get up early in the morning. So for me to wake up out of my sleep with that, I thought, wow, what's going on? But instead of me just lying and sobbing and crying, I said, what would Mom and I normally be doing around this time of year? And I said, none other than our favorite thing, which is shopping. So I said, I'm getting dressed and I'm going shopping. I went to one of her favorite stores, which is Belk's. Got me a buggy, and I promise you, the first few items I picked up all were her favorite color, royal blue, and I thought, why do I have all this royal blue stuff? So then I went on shopping, and then I was talking to my cousin Lorraine, and it was like having her at the store with me, because I was doing something that I know she loved doing, and I know that she would do. She would never miss a Christmas without buying her sister-in-law something. So I needed to stand in that gap and get it. So I went ahead and did that. And I tell you what, I had so much fun doing it, and my tears dried up. It turned from a frown to a smile. My heart was no longer cold, it was warm. So I say to you, find something that you all know that you have in common with that loved one, and go do it. Do it in honor of them, and see if it does not make you feel better. Now, I'm the last one to tell you that you won't ever have any of those breakdown moments. Just when I think, oh, I'm doing good, I haven't had any of those moments, is when they come out of nowhere. You can be driving down the street. I mean, all kind of stuff. But this is the thing. God sees you, and he promises us that he will not put more on us than we can bear, Lord. So we are thankful that we know and serve a mighty God that will not leave you drowning in your sorrow, but instead he will guide you and show you that you can be picked up, you can get off of your knees from crying and off of your pillow wherever you are, and you can move forward. So I made it through the 2018 holiday season. It wasn't exactly how I planned it to be. My mom always was the glue to our family. She had everybody together, and it was no question where we would be. So it was different that some of the family was not together. But we made it. My brother and I and his family and my dad and cousin Stan and Layla and Trek, we all had Christmas Eve. We had a ball. And I could feel my mom's spirit in the house. I know she was there. I know she was having Layla have all of us laugh and smile. So when I think about the goodness that we have, it definitely outweighs my bad. And then we were able to spend Christmas Eve with family. I mean, Christmas Day. Notice I'm saying spending time with people and doing things, keeping busy. That was the key to me being able to make it through this holiday. But now that the holidays are over and your mind settles, what happens next? That's kind of like when your loved one die. You have all these people around and then nobody. Well, guess what? What happens next is you move on to the next thing. What will you need to do to keep yourself busy? But you still have to balance out your rest. So, I just stopped by to say to anyone that is thinking, I'm not going to ever make it. I'm not going to ever stop crying. This is the end of the world. I just want you to know that it's not. I ask you to cry if you must. Scream out loud, whatever it takes to get it out. Because that deep hole in your heart is hard to be filled. But do have comfort knowing that God is with you and he sees your cries. He hears your cry. He's not intending for us to be in pain, but instead he wants to help us move on. So he's waiting on us to say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord, to move to the next step. There are different phases of grief, but the one thing that you must know is never compare your grief to the next person's grief. Your love for your loved one may not be what others are. So if you feel like I don't understand why I'm still hurting so bad, this is an individual thing. Don't question it. Just go through. I pray that 2019 will be an uplifting, motivating, and moving time in your life. And I know that with your friends and family surrounding you, you will be able to make it through. This is Kimberly Bryant. A daughter of the most wonderful, magnificent B. Johnson. Signing off. Until next time.